excited about this one, guys. I'm getting in my grown woman bag. I'm entering my wifey era at full speed, and no one can stop me because I've been investing in myself and in my kitchen. I used to buy the absolute cheapest cookware I could possibly find, and not the move. The move is high quality, thoughtfully designed, non-toxic, and incredibly cute cookware from, drumroll please, Great Jones. You are welcome. Great Jones cookware is so stunning. You will actually want to cook. It's like getting a new super cute slash hot workout set. You'll be at the gym later that day. No question. My Dutch baby from Great Jones, aka the cutest baby pink Dutch oven in the color taffy, I keep that shit on display. That is when I'm not using it. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to nonstick pans, Great Jones has it all. I got my first skillet, you guys. Like, fuck an engagement ring. I can't wait to actually make all the recipes I have saved but never touched because I was ill-equipped. But now, I'll let y'all know when Sleuth's Giving dinner is because I am prepared. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SOFIA. That's greatjones.com, promo code SOFIA. Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. It's Sophia Franklin, and you are listening to Sophia with an F. But I think I'm in the mood for a quickie.
What do you think?
Like, should I even be recording right now? I don't know. Mini Monday. I'm sitting in my apartment right now under studio lighting, lizarding, 3:30 a.m. I was trying to look for study music on Spotify and came across an album titled My Year of Rest and Relaxation. And I press play, and it turns out to be an audiobook. And I'm fucking into it, and I'm hooked, and I can't wait. Not that I'm not loving this, but I can't wait to go to bed tonight and hopefully fall asleep. Except now I have reverse insomnia where I fall asleep, but then I wake up. And I don't even know if it's fucking insomnia anymore. I just haven't been happy. Like, should I even be recording right now? I don't know. I want to start off by saying PMS is a hell of a drug on its own. In fact, I was talking to my best friend, Fabi. You guys know her. She's going to be coming on an episode very soon. But anyways, I was talking to her and we are going to set up a recording. And then she said something that was so insightful. She said, also, when are you thinking about recording? Like, when is the studio available? Because I have my period coming up and I won't schedule things the first 2 days of my period. Mic drop. Like, she's a fucking icon for that. We can't all afford to do that. Like, I know other countries will literally give you leave time for your menstrual cycle. And it dawned on me how much PMS can affect you, because it's so much more than PMS. It's emergency contraceptives and the realness. I have been a total advocate, and I am a total advocate for taking the day after pill. I used to take that shit like it was a Tic Tac. Recently, I've taken it and have felt a little off, but did not make the correlation to the pill whatsoever. I'm like, oh, maybe my period, like, maybe it's, I don't know. I look ugly today. I feel ugly today. I feel like my self-worth is zero today. I never correlated it with the pill, because if you look at the pill packaging, what does it say? Like, I'm actually going to pull it up right now, because I can tell you right now, not one emergency contraceptive pill will list any mental side effects. Not one. And I have taken it 50 times in my life, probably. Never had an issue. Wouldn't make the connection. It's not listed anywhere on any website as something that would happen. Depression, anxiety, mood swings, like insane PMS, PMS on steroids level. And then Allie made a comment to me and she said, the last time I took a day after pill, I was fucked up for a month mentally, and then it took 2 months or more for my body to go back to normal physically. You know what else it says on the box? Your period might come a week earlier or a week later. I took that shit a month ago. Haven't had a period. My mental state was, I almost checked myself in somewhere. And I know this sounds like you're going to blame this shit on an emergency contraceptive pill. Yeah, I am. Because I have taken those other things and none of them have ever had the kind of effect that this did, where I was having, for a moment, like, suicidal thoughts. And why is there no information about this? So then I decided to go on the internet and see if other people have talked about this. And the amount of forums and Facebook groups and Reddit threads of women talking about how they have taken it and been completely fine, and others have taken it and actually checked themselves in somewhere because of how dark their PMS got, how their emotions were so up and down and so crazy and out of fucking control, and it didn't go away until their next period or the period after that. So we're talking months. Some people, it was a couple weeks, but it's a real fucking thing. And I don't think I'm the last person on planet Earth to find out about this. I think a lot of people would find this alarming. And I think that doctors and people creating these things, which are necessary and wonderful, and honestly, if I have unprotected sex, I will still take it, but at least I will know what I'm in for, instead of feeling like a completely crazy person who is just losing the plot and losing my mind. Because just knowing that something that you took could be contributing to this dark, 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 dark place that you're in. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why it's not mentioned fucking anywhere. And these women talking on the internet about their experiences, like, I was completely shocked. It was just like insane to me. It makes sense. You're basically giving yourself a bomb of hormones. Like, you are just giving your body 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times the amount of hormones you're supposed to. And I made that number up, but y'all not listing the emotional side effects of this shit is you making shit up. So I totally support the day after pill and emergency contraception. For me, I'm going to be a lot more careful about the sex I have. Because back in the day, it was like, oh my God, it's so hot. Like, for him to come in me, like, it's just, and it is. It is hot. And it feels good for both of you. And like, you can both crave it if you really love someone. But yeah, after how I've been feeling, I'm going to be a lot more careful about that. And I think it's something that everyone should know. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. I want to get more into how I've been feeling and how I plan to improve on it. And I'm going to save it for next week because it's not ayahuasca, you guys. It's either going to be the Hoffman process, which was recommended to me by people I highly respect or are very intelligent, Scott Braun. We don't call him Scooter anymore. He recommended it to me. Katy Perry did the Hoffman process and absolutely loved it. My friend Sarah Federer, who also was the one who showed me the Waking Up app, which changed my life, she could not suggest it more. Justin Bieber did it and left early, which is not really surprising to me. But that's option A. And then the next option is psychedelic therapy, but not the ayahuasca in the jungle with a shaman type of therapy I used to rant and rave about. This is with a licensed professional in a safe setting, in a medical type of way. And I think I'm going to do mushrooms, but there's kind of like a list of, it could be ketamine, it could be DHT, it could be LSD, it could be marijuana, it could be MDMA, which I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've done MDMA and I don't know if it, you know, helped me self-actualize or anything like that, but we'll get more into it. And that's my mini.